Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I need to make an announcement. Pastor Sharon is doing better. She had gotten food poisoning. That's what they believe it was. And so she's been really sick for about a week. I mean, really sick. And I think it turned last night. I believe she got a little bit better last night. So thank you for your prayers and concern. And we're having problems with the phone. So if you're not getting us on the phone, we don't have the phone turned off. It's not charging. I contacted T-Mobile. I went to T-Mobile. There's some sort of problem with the charger, the part on the phone. Anyway, we're getting a new phone, but it's going to come in the mail, and we got to go pick it up. So anyway, glory to God. So, in the way of announcements, what do we have Wednesday night? Thank y'all for remembering. Now, everybody that is in here, I need you. If you've never been on a Wednesday night, I need you. If you have friends and relatives and people that are just happen to be at your house Wednesday, drag them here. Get them. We need bodies. We need help to do what we need to do this Wednesday. The only one that is exempt that I know of is Jeff, who is having surgery Tuesday. Yep. I have asked Mary to take care of that next year so that he doesn't schedule any surgeries during our biggest events of the year. You've already got it taken care of. Thank you. So he's not the only exemption. Okay, it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. And I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
be the same again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you. Glory to God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that your people, they hear your voice. They're your sheep, and we hear your voice. I declare my voice comes silent, but your voice comes loud. Your voice, they discern your voice, they hear your voice, they get revelation knowledge from your voice. Answers come in your presence today. We are in your presence, we're around your table with the Word of God, and we declare answers come in your presence. And we declare your people, all of us are receiving answers today. The eyes of our understanding are being enlightened, and we thank you for what you're doing. Revelation knowledge, we thank you, Father God, understanding of your Word. We thank you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 5.
Amen.
And the title of the message today is, Are You Toiling? And I'll say it again just so you really understand it, because maybe I'm saying it a little funny. Are you toiling? You'll get it when I read the scripture. Luke chapter 5 in the King James, starting verse number 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I'll let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and the net brake. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. So Peter toiled, and the disciples toiled all night and caught nothing. Peter is a commercial fisherman. He doesn't go fishing on Saturday once a month every now and then. He knows what he's doing about fishing. And he has taken instructions from Jesus. He's told, he's done everything he knows to do and got nothing, but he takes instructions. Now, toiling is under the law. Now, we'll get there. How many of you have ever toiled? Okay, I'm going to define toiling and you'll know you've toiled. I'll know I've toiled, that's for sure. Jesus gave them instructions to get out of the toiling and it became easy. He told them to fish on the, cast their nets on the right side of the boat. Well, it didn't make sense to them as commercial fishermen because of the shadows of the net would drive the fish away. But they listened to his instruction and did what he said, and they caught that great draw of fish. Now let me go to Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28 through 30. This is in the Passion Translation. You're going to like it. This is really good. Really listen. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. That's good, isn't it? Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways. Learn my ways. And you'll discover that I'm gentle and humble and easy to please. You'll find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. Now I'm going to preach and I'm going to teach, okay? Some people in the body of Christ, they're working a whole lot of jobs. And some of those jobs God led you to, and some God didn't. But sometimes, because of our circumstances, we say, I got this. I got this. I can take care of this. So we're working this job and that job and doing this and that. Now, this is from a pastor. I used to have three jobs at one time, so I know what I'm speaking of. But if God didn't lead you to it, you're toiling in it, and it's hard. That's because you're trying to provide for your family, for your finances. That's a good thing. That's an honorable thing. But we can cross the line over into toiling. You working 100 hours a week, that's toiling. It's too much. It's too much. You're not, you know, God's not even in the mix a lot of times because there's not time for God in 100 hours a week. And it won't be easy unless you do it God's way. Toil, let me give you some of the definitions of toil. To work hard, to exert oneself, to strive, to work one's fingers to the bone. I'm reading the definitions for it. To put one's nose to the grindstone. Weariness, pain. To move in a particular direction slowly and with great effort. To proceed with difficulty. To work very hard and doing tiring and unpleasant tasks. They toiled all the night and caught nothing. That's because they're fishing in their own strength. Hang on, that one needs to settle for a minute. That one needs to marinate. They are fishing in their own strength. What are you talking about, Pastor? These are commercial fishermen. This is how they provide for their family. Sometimes we're doing our job in our own strength. We think we can make it happen. I'll take care of this. I got this. I can do this. And we do that with 1,000 plates at the same time, and we don't have them all. And some of them fall to the side. And sometimes it's God's plate that falls to the side. And it's not a good thing. And we're toiling. See, grace is needed to make it easier and lighter. And we must humble ourselves to get the grace. He said, let down your nets. They humbled themselves and they did it. Even though their intellect said, don't do it. They did it anyway. James 4 and 6 in the New Living says, God opposes the proud. See, now we think of proud people differently than God thinks of proud people. Proud people are us so many times because we're disobedient to what He says do. That's what a proud person, an arrogant person, goes his own way regardless of what God has told him to do. It's getting quiet in this. Hallelujah. I'll just take a deep breath and no, still sturdy, still strong. Hallelujah. By obeying Jesus' instructions, they got out of toiling. They got over into the overflow. The glory of God was revealed. By obeying Jesus' instructions, we can get out of toiling. Matthew 11, 28. You know I like to do it in different translations. I'm going to do it in the New Living this time. And then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Let me teach you. This is the New Living. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Let me teach you. Teach us what? how not to toil and be burdened in the work that we're doing and the things that we're called to do. How not to be burdened and not to toil, but to do it light and easy. In order for Him to teach us, we have to humble ourselves and listen. We have to humble ourselves and obey. And He'll teach us to get out of how to get out of toiling. I'm going right there again in the message. Same scripture, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me. Get away with me. Get away with me. Spend some time with me. I'll show you. Get away with me. And you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. That word is rich. That family situation, pray about it. Give it to God and leave it alone. Don't put your 2 cents in it. Because if you do, you'll be toiling. And it'll be hard. And it'll be a heavy burden. We want to put our 2 cents in. But that's the problem. We put 2 cents in, then we want to put a nickel, then a dime, then a quarter, then $50. Then we want to scorch the earth philosophy. And thank you. Thank you very much. We're trying to do it in our own strength. And it becomes a heavy burden, and we're trying to force it. Zechariah 4 in the message, just a little portion. You can't force these things. They only come about through my Spirit. Hang on. You can't force these things. They only come about through my Spirit. What are we trying to force? You can't force these things. They only come about through my Spirit. I remember, let's see, there's probably been 1,000 times I've tried to force things. I remember a real big one is behind us. Wanted that not to be a piecemeal kind of put together, halfway done job. Big mistake. God's in it. God will fix what I messed up through borrowing money. God will fix it. God will make a way. But my fat had to be in the fire for a little while to realize, it's going to be by His Spirit. Ain't nobody getting in my ear and telling me we got to do this and we got to do that. It's going to be God. It's going to be God. I'm ready to get back there more than any one of us, period. But I'm not going to force it. I'm going to let the Spirit make a way. And I'm telling you, He's going to make a way. When there seems to be no way, we're going back there. He's going to make the way. And it's going to be easy. We're going to look around and we're going to go, my God, you know that was God. Hallelujah. How did that happen? How did that happen? That had to be God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look around astounded that God did it. Not through our strength. Not through our forcing it. But God made a way when there seemed to be no way. God took the crooked places and made them straight. The crooked places where I tried to force it ahead of time, out of season. Me. It goes on me. Not you guys. Me. But you know what? God can even help me. He can take care of me. He can fix that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Peter was fishing. Doing his job by his intellect, his skill. He's doing his job by everything he knew. Your education, your gifting, but you'll still get into toiling. Unless you humble yourself and learn what the Spirit's saying, you'll get over into toiling. I was coming to church Wednesday, and I was thinking and toiling. I was thinking about this fall festival. And I remember the biggest thing that was on my mind Wednesday as I was coming to church. I prayed about it several times, about the electricity. I know we have a lot of things. We got people things, and we got things that we need. And I know all that, but the electricity was the biggest one to me because we need lights. Lights is kind of important if you're going to have a festival at night. Lights, big deal. And every single year on the Fall Festival, it seems like lights is where we get hit. Electricity, it seems like there's some problem, some major problem. And I've got that on my mind as I'm coming here Wednesday night to the service. I walk in the door. I get out of my car. I walk in the door. And Vance grabs me. He said, I need you to walk with me. I said, okay. So I walked with him to the back. He opened the door. He said, look up. I looked up. He said, what do you see? I said, I see lights. And they're working. I said, how are they working? Because my intellect, I was already thinking, we're calling somebody and we're going to get them down here. We got to do something. We got to make a way. You know what I'm saying, naturally. And he said, me and Bean came down here and prayed that Bean could show him and help him, and they would have the knowledge, they would both do it, and he would have strength, and there was just that God would work it out. And he did. And he did. Now, you know what touched me about that? The big thing is they realized they can't do it in their own strength. That's what got me. They knew it takes prayer to get this done. We came down here Thursday night, if I'm right, about the Children's Festival. And I told them this year, I said, the Lord told me we got to have the Thursday before we start it. All the leaders in this, we in there praying on that Thursday night. We set it up before Thursday night. And I'm telling you what, I didn't know I had so many intercessors in the church. We started praying, and I'll be honest with you. I'm thinking I'm going to wind up doing most of the praying. I'm just saying sometimes people say, well, pastor's there, he can pray. That can be toiling on pastor. Because I'm not the only one with a voice. I'm not the only one that can pray in this church. And you know what I found out Thursday night? I found out a whole bunch of people can pray. And they can pray good. I'm talking about, I was like, whoa, that's a good thing to say. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every part given its part. Whew. Every joint given its supply makes the whole body strong. When I left, I wasn't toiling about the lights. Zechariah 4 and 6, again, in the easy to read. Your help will not come from your own strength and power. No, your help will come from my spirit. That's what the Lord all-powerful says. The Holy Spirit, He's wanting to show us easier way of doing things so we don't get over into toiling. Fish on the right side. There's a bill. There's a bill due. What do we do about this bill? Go fishing. The first fish you catch will have money in its mouth. I'm a commercial fisherman. I ain't never had money in a fish's mouth in my whole life. My granddaddy was a commercial fisherman. He ain't never had no money. Just go and put your hook in the water, and the first fish you take, and then you take that coin out of that fish's mouth, and you go pay your taxes and my taxes. Why'd he do that? So he wouldn't toil in worry over that bill. The Spirit says there's an easy way. Are you toiling? The Holy Spirit will show you an easier way. Ask Him. Listen, obey what He says. Trying to do things in our own strength gets us over into toiling and taking heavy burdens that we're not supposed to be taking. We can toil in our mind through worry. Toil to grow weary, to overlabor. These are other definitions. The Lord told me one time, this is 30 years ago, the Lord spoke to me and told me. He said that I had grieved His spirit with worry. Y'all ever done that? So worry gets us over into toiling, and it makes life hard. You can toil in prayer. Prayer can become a heavy burden if we let it. But the pressure is not on us in prayer. The pressure is on God's Word. Juan, come up here just for 1 second. I need you to do something for me. I was praying for somebody recently. And it's not, I don't toil in prayer like you would think. We get prayer requests all the time. We get them through text or whatever. And it's a joy to me. I mean, now God had to do a work of the Holy Spirit in me through years and years and years of praying. But I swear, I love it. I love to pray. I love it when you send your prayer request. We enjoy praying. But I had something, an unusual experience the other day. And was praying for someone. And as I'm praying now, here's what I want you to do, Juan. Okay, the Holy Spirit, you're going to be the Holy Spirit in this one. All right? Paraclete. Take hold together with against. Okay? To take hold together with against. Okay? Now I'm doing my prayer. I'm doing everything I know. I'm praying. But now here's what I felt. Now I know we have the Holy Spirit in us. He's in us. But now here's what I felt. I felt this. I felt an empowerment, like, and all of a sudden, my words were not my words anymore. I mean, to take hold together with against. I'm praying, but the Holy Spirit's putting words in my mouth. And the Holy Spirit is giving me, I'm telling you things to say I've never thought of saying. He'll give you scriptures that you ain't heard since you was a kid. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit, to take hold together with against. Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. We're not praying in our own strength, by the Spirit. I'm not toiling in prayer. The Holy Spirit is praying through me. Praise God. Thank you, Juan. Thank you, Juan. It's easy. One time years ago, I've told this before, I was toiling in prayer. This is years ago. I was praying for my mom. She'd been sick for a few weeks, and I'd lost my dad and didn't want to lose my mom, and just that thought was there, and I just kept thinking about it, and I was praying about it a lot. I was praying for her health a lot. And then I was headed to Montgomery for something, and I said, you know what? This trip to Montgomery, I'm going to take the whole trip, and I'm going to pray from start to finish. I'm going to pray over her, just her. I'm going to focus on one thing. And I was worried. How many of y'all have ever prayed worried? The rest of you didn't raise your hands. You're lying dogs. You know you're lying dogs. Everybody else knows you're lying dogs. We've all at one time or another we've prayed worried. I'm not saying it accomplished anything because it didn't. It's toiling, but sometimes we've done it. And I remember I was worried, and I'm praying, and I'm praying, and I'm praying in the Spirit, and I'm praying. I'm praying everything I know. I've bound everything I know. I've loosed everything I know. I'm praying. I'm doing everything I've ever seen anybody do. I'm praying. And I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And I was on the way to Montgomery, and I heard this. Laugh at the devil. This is 30-something years ago. Today you've heard teachings about laughing at the devil. I'd never heard it. And I was like, laugh at the devil? That can't be right. But I knew it wasn't my fault. And I said, laugh at the devil. And I knew a couple of scriptures, you know, he who sits in the heavens will laugh. You know, and he's talking about at the devil. And I'm like, well, I'm in the car by myself. I ain't got to tell nobody. So I just started laughing. That's the way I started out, Daniel. Just like that. Ha, 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 ha. I didn't feel like laughing. I didn't feel like laughing no more than nothing. You know how you do? When you're worried, you don't feel like laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. And then I started laughing. Then the Spirit got behind me, and I was laughing. I mean, I'm laughing hilariously. All the way to Montgomery, I'm ha, 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 ha. You think you're going to kill her? You ain't going to touch her. No, 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 no. I'm laughing, 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 laughing my head off. By the time I got to Montgomery, I had the victory. I had joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. This wasn't a heavy burden anymore. You understand? I was no longer toiling in prayer. I had the victory. She lived more than 20 years after that. Now, I'm not telling you every time you come against something, the enemy comes against you, to laugh at the devil. That's not a bad thing. But I think you have to be led by the Spirit. What he tells you to do, sometimes he will tell you to laugh at the devil. Do it. It's never a bad thing to laugh at him because, you know, he's going to wonder why you're laughing. And that's a good thing. You're laughing because you already know the outcome. That you've got the victory. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. You're the head, not the tail. You're above only, not beneath. No matter what the circumstances say. But sometimes I still feel heavy burdens try to come down on me. Sometimes I'll pray about a situation different. That's how I get out of toiling. Sometimes I claim favor in a situation with someone, and that'll get me out of toiling. Sometimes I'm led to start praising God for His glory being revealed and just praise Him and praise Him and praise Him and praise Him, and it lifts. And sometimes I realize I prayed about it, but I'm taking it back from God. I'm not releasing it to him and letting it go and letting him have it completely. So if I don't get out of that, I'll keep toiling. But if I'll release it completely, I'll get out of that toiling. Complaining makes toiling worse. Now, I know Pastor Sharon gave us a challenge last week. How'd y'all do on your challenge? Oh, man. I can tell. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This was a 21-day challenge? Now, I know some of y'all are saying, I wasn't here last week, so I was not involved in the not complaining challenge. Oh, I'll tell you. I know the first time we started it, me and Pastor Sharon, we started it a few days before you guys did. Oh, we did so miserably. I'm talking about every opportunity to complain, it seemed like it was magnified, and we did it worse than we'd ever done it before. We'd ask forgiveness, and we'd start again. Then I didn't know she was going to do that Sunday morning, and it was a great idea, and I know she was led of the Spirit to do it. She put us on that challenge. Now, we took that challenge seriously. I'm still taking it seriously. Now, I'll tell you something that has happened. Money, finances, it'll open up if you'll stop complaining. Hang on now. That's revelation knowledge. You're complaining all the time and you're short-circuiting the blessings of God from coming. God said, I can't bless somebody that's going to complain their head off about everything. They need to be praising me and I'll be doing more for them. I'll be opening my windows of heaven like they've never seen them opened. And if he can get us out of that complaint, I started writing down. I started making me a list of things. Day one, okay, here's favor, and here's this has happened, and this has happened. Day two, day three, day four, day five. I was telling Ken and Ish back there this morning, I mentioned to y'all Pastor Sharon's cell phone's messed up, and I went Monday and was working on that, and the lady at the phone store told us, you know, I said, the phone won't take a good charge, and it's just messing up. It's dropping all the time. You know, this is a pretty expensive phone, and I said, I'm asking you, what can you do about it? I wasn't demanding. I was asking in a nice way. You don't get favor by demanding, by the way. And so, or by complaining. You don't get favor by complaining. And so, I just asked, and she said, well, you can buy another phone, and it'll cost you X amount of dollars. It was hundreds of dollars. And I said, that's not an option. And she said, really, there's nothing we could do. And I said, really? I said, I have a warranty that I pay for every month. And she looked it up and she said, well, your actual warranty expired the first year. The phone's 5 years old and no, we can't do anything. She said, now that warranty, she said, doesn't include not charging properly. It includes like if you know, you walked out of here and you dropped your phone and busted it into 1,000 pieces, we'd replace it. That was an evil thought. That was a bad thought. That was a wicked thought. Yes, it was. And yes, y'all had it and I did too. But I voiced it. I voiced it to her. I said, okay, now I'm not trying to play the devil's advocate, but I said, so you're telling me you won't do anything about this phone? Mm-mm. I said, but you're telling me if I walk outside this door and I slam this phone down in this mall, bust it to 10,000 pieces, you will replace it. She said, that's correct. I said, I'm not going to do that. I didn't say I didn't want to do that. I just said I'm not going to do that. So, she told me call customer service. I called customer service the next day. Didn't tell them anything about the lady telling me this, nothing. They pulled all my records, did everything like I told her, exact same thing, not taking a charge, you know, going out quickly, and most of the time we you know, just be charged for a second. And the lady on the phone said, well, let me check. She checked something. She said, let me file something for you, like, you know, just a report. And she said, have you, you know, got it wet or anything like that? I said, no, to my knowledge, we haven't done anything like that. And she said, okay, let me check something. She came back in about 5 minutes. She said, oh, yeah, we're going to send you a brand new phone. She said, it'll arrive in, you know, by Monday or Tuesday of this week. And she said, anything else I can help you with? I said, no, ma'am, you did great. Now, hang on. I said all that to say this. I could have toiled. I could have got into complaining. What do you mean? I have a warranty. Don't you tell me you're not going to help me, because I will go that and throw that thing in the mall, and I will march myself right back in here in this line to you, and you will replace this. What you going to get? You're going to get messed up. I mean, it's not the way. It's not the right spirit. And I'm telling you, God can't bless it. Well, I have my rights. You better give them up. I'm telling you, you're going to be toiling. If you always complaining about your rights, you're going to be toiling. You're going to get over into toiling. The devil's going to blind you to that, and he's going to get you into toiling by demanding your rights all the time. You're going to have to let the Lord handle some things and fight some things and not do it in our own strength and our own power with our own words. And he'll keep us out of toiling. What happened? Didn't complain. Honest to God, we walked out of that place. I wanted to complain so bad. So bad. That want to complain was on me so bad. And I said, glory to God. Glory to God. I'm walking out of the phone store in the mall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean it from my heart. Because I said, I'm going to keep me right. This is one time I'm going to do this thing. We're doing this. There's no complaint. I'm going to do this thing right. And I ain't saying I've done it perfectly right. That's not what I'm saying. But I said, I'm going to give it 100% effort. You understand? I've still missed it. That's not what I'm saying. But the glory of the Lord was revealed. And a several hundred dollars I don't have to pay. See, we don't see the other side of this. What the toiling cuts us off from. The complaining. Can y'all hang with me another minute? Luke 12, 27, King James. I'm going to read it in many different versions. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now hang on. I want to read this to you, and I know a lot of people have a problem when I read different things other than King James, but it's just to open our minds to help us see things more clearly, give us greater understanding. The Amplified Classic Edition, Luke 12, 27, consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither wearily toil, nor spin, nor weave. He's saying they don't weave their own clothes. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory, his splendor and his magnificence was not arrayed like one of these. Same scripture, Luke 12, 27, contemporary English version. Look at how the wildflowers grow. They don't work hard to make their clothes. But I tell you that Solomon, with all his wealth, wasn't as well clothed as one of these flowers. The Passion Translation, Luke 12, 27. Think about the lilies. They grow and become beautiful. Not because they work hard or strive to clothe themselves. We strive in our own strength. Some things that God's trying to provide, wants to provide, has them ready to provide. Yet, not even Solomon, wearing his kingly garments of splendor, could be compared to a field of lilies. The lilies don't do it in their own strength. Sometimes, when I'm praying about getting a message, sometimes I'm toiling in studying and praying. That's not the way to do it. Sometimes I'm worried. I let worry come in and cause me to toil. Listen, sometimes you let worry come in and cause you to toil. It makes life hard. I let fear in and it causes me to toil. I let doubt into my mind and toiling starts. I'll start letting pressure get me over into toiling. Well, I've got to have it by Sunday morning. You start getting over into toiling. And sometimes the Spirit will lead me, take a break. Or He'll lead me to read a certain book. And one sentence in the book that didn't make sense to me, that is not even the direction that I think we're supposed to go, one sentence will open it up to me and I'll have it and I'll know I've got it in my spirit. That's the sentence. That's the word. And the book does me no good after that. Then it's just the Spirit of God has just shown me exactly what I needed to do. I don't have to do any toiling anymore because the Spirit made it easy by giving me my answer. By me stepping out of worry and fear and all these other things, I'm toiling so much. We're toiling about our loved ones, whether they're going to be saved or not. We're toiling, and the Lord doesn't want us to toil about that. It'll flow easier, and God will make a way better if we'll take our hands off of it. Don't try to make it happen. We try to make things happen. We try to make people change. Hang on. Must be something here. We try to make people change. We try to force and use pressure. We try to make it happen. Stop toiling. Sometimes, okay, I got to preach. Sometimes we get into toiling in our finances by buying things out of time or out of season. Not that God doesn't want us to have them. He wants us to have the highest and best. But sometimes we buy it out of time and we buy it out of season. It's not the time, it's not the season. And because we do it out of time, hard toiling comes on us. And it's not God's will. He doesn't want us to toil. He doesn't want us under the pressure or the torment of it. But we put ourselves in that place. The thing about God is He is so forgiving and He's so loving and He's so helpful. He will pull us out of something that we got our own self in. He'll still do it. But sometimes, I've noticed, He'll wait a minute or two. And the reason sometimes He'll wait a minute or two, isn't that true? He wait to let us see. Now, next time, don't do it this way. I bailed you out with my grace, my goodness, my mercy. But next time, don't do it this way. Don't get ahead of me next time. But that car, it looks so good until the payments come. Then you're toiling for those payments. I don't know how on God's earth we're going to do this. Jesus, help me make these payments. And the grace is not there like it should be at that moment. I'm coming to a close. I think y'all were praising God for that. Matthew 11 and 28 through 30. I'm going to read it in two again. We've read both of these actually. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One more. I want to read it in the Passion. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways, and you'll discover that I'm gentle, I'm humble, I'm easy to please. You'll find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.